Melissa always said, Aunt Reeve and Uncle Jim, come back anytime. But it really had to be someone real close.
Okay, would you ever say anything like y'all?
You all come? No, I wouldn't.
There's people here?
Not that often would I use you all.
Or how about just you? You come again?
Well, yeah, you can come. You can come again. Come again. Well, it's supposed to be, if they've been invited to come to your house, then they know they're more than welcome anytime.
Okay. How about if a group of people, their car, somebody else's car was out in the road in front of the street, you might have to say to them, someone's going to run into
your car.
Okay. And asking about people at a party, you might say, how would you go about asking? You're trying to find out everybody that was at the party, so you might say,
who was there?
Okay. Would you ever use who plus a word?
Who was there?
Just who was there. How about when you're asking about maybe what a preacher said or a speaker or some kind?
What did he say? What did he speak about?
Okay. And if no one will look out for them, they've got to look out
for themselves.
And if no one will look out for him, he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. And when you go into the kitchen and you're very thirsty, what is it that you get?
No, I mean, it'd be not a drink of water. It would be either juice, iced tea, or some kind of soda.
Okay, and you'd put it in. You might pour it
glass.
In.
Glass.
Okay. And would you ever call a glass different, anything different?
No. Glass is glass.
If you dropped it on the floor yesterday, what would you say happened to it?
I broke it.
Okay. And you might say, last week we had blank 15 glasses.
We broke 15 glasses.
Okay. If,
drinking.
Okay, and yesterday you?
Drunk.
And,
I will drink.
Okay. And, all right. You might say, how much have you?
Drunk.
Okay. I say, we sure?
Have drunk a lot. Or drank.
And, if dinner's on the table and everybody's standing around being very formal, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for someone to call them in and everything,
I'm going to come and get it. Okay. It's on the table.
And everybody's standing around the table like this. What might you just tell them?
Take your seat. Sit wherever you like.
Or just, yeah. Okay, how about you say, you might tell them, well, right, the act of doing this.
You're sitting.
Okay, now, yesterday I
sat.
Okay, and he had?
Sit.
Okay. And he will?
Sit.
Okay. And, if you want someone not to wait until things are passed at the table.
Help yourself.
Okay.
Well, boarding house reach.
Is that right?
Or if you're going to wait, you won't get left out.
All right. And you might say, after you say help yourself, you might say, so he went ahead and...
helped himself.
Okay. Since they had already...
helped themselves.
Okay. And if you're at a friend of yours' house... who's a good friend, and you're eating there, and they offer you something that you're not particularly into eating, maybe salad or something.
I just tell them I don't like it, or I don't care for it.
Okay. Okay. How about if food's been cooked and served a second time, and you say it has been...
warmed up.
Okay. And if you put food in your mouth, and you begin to...
chew.
Okay. And, did you ever use Indian meal?
No. Isn't that ground from corn, though?
Yeah. You know what they make out of that?
They make it, I think they use it the same way we would use our flour or our cornmeal, something like that. I'm not sure, but that's the way I think they use it. They grind it up for meal and make their bread or something out of it.
Did you ever hear of anybody taking cornmeal or Indian meal and boiling it with salt water and eating it that way? Just, it's
I think the Indians do.
Yeah, and it's watery.
Yeah.
You know what they call it?